tuned into Stranded. This is a show dedicated to Australian and Canadian independent and alternative music. And my name is Matt, your host for the next hour. We're a weekly podcast available anytime online at ozstranderradio.com, and we're at Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. It's been 10 years since the release of Public Strain by the band Women from Calgary. And this was the band's second album, and it was a huge release. Widely lauded, Pitchfork, for instance, gave it an 8 out of 10. It came out on Flemish Eye, the label of Chad Van Galen, Calgarian, a legendary producer and songwriter himself. And Chad actually produced the record. So Canadian were a brilliant, I guess, post-punk band. With a very sophisticated and brooding sound. This was their last album. I wonder why they broke up. This is the album that kind of made them, and then there was nothing else. I mean, that happens sometimes. I'm curious how the band ended or what the guys are up to these days. But given it's the 10th year anniversary, it's a good time to revisit this record. The album has two direct references to an artist named Ray Johnson, who lived in New York. Two of the album tracks. I'm going to pick some different tracks, though. First up, the lead-off track, Can't You See? And then Narrow With The Hall. Then a track, Penal Colony. I picked that because I wonder if they were thinking about Australia when they wrote the song. I don't know, maybe not. There were different penal colonies, not only Australia, but anyway. This is a show on Australian and Canadian music, after all. So this is Women from Calgary. The album Public Strain, which came out August 24th of 2010. Here is Can't You See, the lead-off track.
Can't you see? You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
So three tracks there from the record Public Strain from Calgary band Women. The album came out 10 years ago on Chad Van Galen's Flemish Eye record label, and it's a much lauded album, and it was the second and final album by the band. Very fascinating and not necessarily easy listen. It's a good album to really sit down and take your time with. So we heard the tracks Can't You See, it's track number one on the record, The Narrow with the Hall, and Penal Colony. So that's Women. Now, new Australian music. Let's go to Canberra, the Australian Capital Territory. Last week, I played a track from Skinny Wolf. Ash and Josh from the band got in touch with me, and I was happy to play their track Fever. And I asked them, hey, any other great Canberra bands you recommend? Because I'm from Canberra. That's where I spent a lot of my time at school and uni. And I'm always curious what's going on there. And they recommended a handful of acts. So we'll play a couple of them now. Starting out with Apricot Inc. That's a cool band name. Apricot Inc. is a three-piece that got together during isolation of COVID-19. Featuring Sarah, Gus, and Willow, and they're an alt-pop project taking influences from dub, hip-hop, and pop. Then we'll switch genres. Black Cypress, a very different band, also a three-piece, also from Canberra. And they are a more alternative folk, hillbilly blues, gypsy band. And here in their bio, born of the dark, chimeric folk blues, Black Cypress pay a melodic homage to the savage and beautiful, inspired by remote wilderness areas. So we'll play a track from Black Cypress. And after that, We All Drive. This is a band that's got in touch with me a couple of times now, and I'm pleased to play their tracks. They're a psychedelic garage rock band. The track they want me to play is called Kingscliff. So the song was written as tribute for our friends and family and was named after the far north coast town in New South Wales where we found ourselves and each other. So this song is about everyone craving to see their friends and family again during these tough times. Okay, new Australian music, starting out with Apricot Inc. from Canberra.
I paint a picture in my mind, washed up in the right side of my brain. I flow your arms wrapped around my lust, lost in a dimensional rewind of us. I got luck like the end of a rainbow, superstitions running my soul.
To enable my ego, any opportunity to take control. Charmed by the calm, not the drama. Broken out of the heart, trying to fix my own. Turn off my predestination. Celestial navigation taking me off road. Yeah, it's just a rotation. Wouldn't be sinking if I wasn't always stoned. I got abracadabra, the vanishing heart vanquisher. Like abracadabra, the vanishing heart vanquisher. Like abracadabra, the vanishing heart vanquisher. Like abracadabra. Oh,
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
That track was Kingscliff from a two-piece Gold Coast-based We All Drive, and that track is about the town of Kingscliff in northern New South Wales. And before that, we heard Apricot Inc. from Canberra with Lucky Rainbow. They're a brand new band, three-piece, that formed in isolation. And then Black Cypress from Canberra as well with Crow's Nest, their single. And those two bands were recommended by Ash and Josh from the band Skinny Wolf from Canberra, who got in touch with me. So I've got a couple more Canberra recommendations to play next week or the week after. So the second half of the show is dedicated to Canadian music, as we do every week. Let's play three quality singer-songwriters. First, from Edmonton, we have Kaylee Thomas with her track Two Minds. And then Greg Ori. He is from Saskatchewan. And we'll play his track I've Learned, in brackets, I Was a Fool, from his record I Am In It, Volume 1. Then Yves Jarvis, originally from Calgary, now based in Montreal, and his track Four Props from the record Sundry Rock Song Stock. It's almost out on Flemish Eye. Again, we mentioned that record label at the top of the show. Flemish Eye, Chad Van Galen's record label. Okay, this is Kaylee Thomas from Edmonton.
Space at the table for you. And I rocking or doing a show. Working or doing a show.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host, Matt. We're on the Canadian part of the show with Kaylee Thomas there, Two Minds, from the record How Else Can I Tell You? And she's from Edmonton, Alberta. And then another singer-songwriter, Greg Orrie from Saskatchewan, with his track I've Learned I Was a Fool. And then Yves Jarvis from Montreal. The track was Four Props from a forthcoming album, Sundry Rock Song Stock. And Yves was originally from Calgary. The original project name was Unblonde, and then changed to Yves Jarvis in 2018. His last album from 2019, The Same But By Different Means, was actually longlisted on the 2019 Polaris Music Prize. Okay. Let's play a track from the latest from Hello Blue Roses from Vancouver. So this is a project of Sydney Hermant, a visual artist. We'll play Wild Angels. The album is called Wild Nights! Exclamation mark. And the track I've chosen features the Strathcona Parlor Choir on vocals. And then Brutal Poodle from Vancouver also with Night Creeps. And then Gemma and the Good Thing, currently based in Edmonton. So Gemma Hicken got in touch by email. She's a folk pop singer-songwriter, originally from Cortes Island, BC, and she's studying music in Edmonton, and she's got this project together, Gemma and the Good Thing, and we'll play her single, Side of the Road. First up, this is Hello Blue Roses.
Glaze, glaze, and under glaze, I am glazed all over, and now to the pot. It is strange to stay and stay and stay. I put to him of her, now truly gone is important to always be leaving.
Wedding. Made sense of Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from? From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
That track was Side of the Road, a single from Gemma and the Good Things, based in Edmonton, Alberta. Gemma is originally from Cortez Island in BC. And that track here, Gemma says in the press release, a few years ago I picked up an eccentric duck farmer on the way back from Cortez. Only after being in the car with her for 45 minutes did I realize that she had two live ducks tucked under her arms. So that's the story behind that song. The band actually got in touch with me through the blog ostrandaradio.com, and you're welcome to do that if you're an Australian, Kiwi, or Canadian artist. Feel free. We have an email address at the blog there, ostrandaradio.com. At the top of the set was the latest from Hello Blue Roses. The record Wild Nights is out on Jazz Records, and we heard the track Wild Angels. Also on that album is Dan Behar is featured, Jason Zampano. Also, lots of great Vancouver musicians. And in the middle was Brutal Poodle from Vancouver as well, three-piece. Okay, I'm going to leave you with an old track by The Saints. Of course, the absolutely legendary punk band The Saints. A lot of people don't know that the band continued after those first three brilliant albums. Chris Bailey, the singer, retained the name while Ed Cooper went on to do a lengthy solo work. And The Saints are still around. Chris Bailey, the only original member and the songwriter currently and vocalist. This track from 1982 came out on the record I Thought This Was Love, But This Ain't Casablanca. The track is Follow the Leader. And I think Chris Bailey is just a brilliant Australian songwriter in his own right. And I don't think he's had enough acclaim in the years since the original Saints broke up. But anyway, this is one of the real great song from Chris Bailey and the Saints. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.